Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, it's 9:51, and we continue our conversation with Kevin Ingram, the president over at Manhattan Christian College. We're getting an update on some events that are coming up this semester. Of course, we talked about Women's World next month, and there'll be some other great events that MCC hosts, and you guys do these from time to time. A lot of these happen annually.
Yeah, you bet. They happen annually, and they... You know, sometimes we're amazed at like our women's event continues to be a strong and great event. It's been going on for 45 years.
Wow.
You know, really kind of a lot of events have a life cycle, but I think our team does such a great job of putting it together that helps it continue. And one of the unique events that we have on our campus just for our campus family is called Thankful Thunder Day. Obviously, we're the Manhattan Christian College Thunder from an athletic perspective. And so we call it Thankful Thunder Day. And that day's purpose is purely this, that we're going to celebrate that on March 2nd this year. And it indicates to our student body how important our donors are to our campus. And what we do is, you know, we have a pretty much idea that on any given year, this is how much of the year what the students pay to come to MCC covers. And then this is how much of the year that what they pay doesn't cover, and that we need our donors to stand up and stand with us. And so it's usually early to mid-March, because if we did not have our donors and only charged what we charge to cover our budgeted expenses, that's when we'd run out of money. And we share that with our students so that they understand that there are literally, you know, over 1,000 people, individuals, couples, about 150 churches who financially support Manhattan Christian College. And if they did not do that, you know, a college costs a lot of money and MCC costs a lot of money. And that's one of my regrets, is how much it does cost. But if we didn't have our donors standing with us, this is how much we would be out of. And their education would cost about 30% more. And it's important to us because we don't, the college doesn't receive any funds from any government. We did through COVID, which we're very thankful for, but that's unique. On an annual basis, we do not get any funding from the government, statewide, federal-wise. Our students do from the state, and our students do from the federal government, but we do not. And so our sources of income are students and donors. And so we're really grateful for the many partners. Some of them have partnered for years and years and years, decades, and we're grateful for that. One of the stories I love to tell, we had Alice, who lived in Waterville, Kansas, one of our reps years ago, when she was a 12-year-old little girl, went and talked about MCC, and she made her first gift to the college, and she lived into her 90s, and she had continued to give monthly to MCC. And it, from a worldly perspective, it wasn't a lot of money, but from an MCC perspective, it was massive. And so those donors play a key role, and so we have Thankful Thunder Day so our students understand this is what those donors do to the college. They are partnering with you on your education. And we love holding that event every year. And it's a way of appreciating our donors, but also for our students to understand the magnitude and impact of that. And so we're excited about that coming up. Another event that's coming like 2 days later, March 4th and 5th, is Timothy Days. And you brought up enrollment earlier. And Timothy Days is important from us from an enrollment perspective. Because it is when students come to campus and interview for our top four scholarships. We give out 2 male, 2 female scholarships every year. We had an event in November and it went really well. We're having another event March 4th and 5th. And really, we want the best of the best. And they have to be nominated to attend. You know, a friend or family member, a youth pastor, a pastor, a teacher, anybody like that can nominate a student to come for the Timothy Days and interview for those scholarships. And the benefit is, their freshman year, they get 25% of their tuition, their sophomore 50%, their junior year 75%, and their senior year, their tuition is free. And so it is an important event for the students, and it's an important event for us because they come on our campus, they interview in person, go through an hour-long, 3 or 4 different interview process, and from there, the people who interview select as best as they can. These are the students that we believe get it. And they're looked at not only for GPA, they're looked at for their service record, what have they done to serve others already in high school, their leadership record, all of the above. And that's coming up March 4th and 5th. And I bring it up because people in Manhattan may know a young person that they'd like to nominate for that. And even if they don't end up coming to MCC, it is a great way to honor a great young person with a lot of leadership potential. And I think our world, we need to start encouraging the best of the best to be the best that they can be. And we would love it if they would consider MCC. So That's an event. And then coming up in April, it's not till April, and I'll be on the air before then, but we want to start getting the word out, is our Vision 360 banquet. And that's where we give that big 360-degree view of MCC and its impact. We give away our student awards, we give away our alumni awards, and we inform people what's going on campus. And you can see the fruit of that night through Howie's Activity Center, through Anderson Village. Those are some of the projects that we've presented over the last few years that people have stood with us on. So it's April 8th, the Vision 360 Banquet. They can find information on our website. We would love to have people in attendance that night. And like we've done the last few years, it'll be a hybrid. If you're in town and can be here and it's safe to be here, we love to have people on campus. But if they are from out of town or even out of state, last year, I think we had people from 13 states join us. They joined virtually and are a part of the evening. And so we'd love to have people put that on their calendar and come join us.
All right. Some wonderful events. I really like the scholarship program there. I think that's neat because it's kind of incentive-based there.
You bet.
And, not enough of that. I think it really gives people something to look forward to there by the time they get to their senior year.
You bet.
What about athletics? How's that going right now?
It's going really well. Our basketball teams, our men's and women's basketball team, are playing. And glad you brought it up, because here in the next couple of weeks, we have a stretch of our next five games are all home games. And we are having a little bit of COVID issue, like our women's team played at Calvary in Kansas City last night. But due to COVID on the Calvary team, our guys did not get to play last night. We've had, just like K-State, a game a few weeks ago where we took only eight players to one of our men's game at Barkley. And the other team just really felt like they were going to destroy us because there was only eight and only seven were able to play due to, I think, one of them being injured. But we won it that night. So our teams are playing hard and playing really well. And on the 21st, we play Emmaus. At 5 and 7, 5 o'clock women's, 7 o'clock men's. On Saturday, the 22nd, we play Faith at 2 and 4. And then on the 25th, the 28th, and February 1st, both teams play at 5 and 7. And it's in the Activity Center. Encourage them to come. It's just a great family atmosphere. And I think we play Barkley and then Ozark and then Kansas Christian coming up. So both teams are really playing well. Our women's team is kind of rebuilding through a year that was kind of a down year. And I am just so proud of them that right now they only have 7 total on the team, but they're playing so well together and playing so hard. They're competing in every single game and winning some of those. And so really excited about that. And our men are just really top notch this year. So encourage people to come. Howie's Activity Center, I think they really enjoy it. They may say small private college, but they'll see a great level of athlete and some great young people on the floor. So would love to have people come and support our teams.
Well, I know they play Sandstorm at the K-State basketball games. How about Thunderstruck for Manhattan Christian College?
I'm going to be honest. I don't even know what Thunderstruck is, so I couldn't answer that question. But, you know, we do play a lot of some songs that have the word thunder in it, you know, and it's kind of fun. But we might play Thunderstruck, and I'm just of a generation that I don't have a clue. So I appreciate you. I'm going to have to look into that now, Brandon. You're giving me a challenge. Do we play Thunderstruck?
Dave's going to play us out. A little AC/DC here. This is, if you can hear that.
Oh, we do. As I think we do play that every now and then, maybe. So.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. We sure appreciate having you on, Kevin. Thank you so much. And
hey, you bet.
Look forward to talking to you down the road.
Have a great day.
That's Kevin Ingram here from Manhattan Christian College. And we'll have Jason Smith on tomorrow from the Chamber.